parties exist basically on a state-by-state basis. Ross Perot actually qualified as an independent in 1992. He could, so Ross Perot could run as an independent in California, because it's legal to use the word independent in California in your party name. But if this passed, he would not be able to appear in Connecticut under the independent party label. Somebody could run as an independent party member in 49 states, but in Connecticut, he or she would have to be something else. It's nonsensical. The major parties do not like competition. That is a foundational principle, and this reduces competition. The independent party has been around for over 20 years. So what is it about 2024 that leads the secretary to say, well, it's time to bar them from using the name? I mean, anything's possible. I don't know what the motivating factor was. There was zero communication between the secretary's office and independent party leadership. I actually called the independent party statewide chair when I found out about this, and he said, I never heard about this. Nobody reached out to me. Nobody offered any explanation to me, which is really kind of astounding that party leadership was just completely kept in the dark about this until the bill had been introduced and the hearing scheduled. It's really, really awful.
So you may remember we started the week off here on WICC with our legal expert. You're hearing him there. Attorney Bill Bloss was talking about Section 27 of House Bill 5498. And while this overall bill is tackling a lot of problems we have in Connecticut regarding absentee ballot fraud and trying to create cleaner elections, there is a very troubling section. And it's a direct attack on the independent party and essentially the average Connecticut voter before they go to the polls. Lisa Brinton is the Norwalk town chair of the independent party, and she testified against this section earlier this week and joins us now. Lisa, thank you so much for joining the conversation. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Melissa. Good morning.
So tell us, first of all, Lisa, when you heard about this section of the bill, what was your immediate reaction?
Oh, my stomach, sank. I can't say anything better than what Bill Bloss said, on Monday morning about all of this. But we found out, we were scrambling as the independent party over the weekend. I found out about this Friday morning from my chair. I also sit on the state central party, and we got nothing, nothing. Mike Telesca got nothing from any of the people proposing this bill. And it was only when Bill, who was going, I think, probably over the bill, called him and told him. And then we all kind of scrambled to get together our testimonies. But it's really a solution. It's a clerical solution, not eliminating a party solution. I even used I pulled out as a prop when I testified the actual voter registration card, which gives you three choices: Democratic, Republican, or other. And they're trying to blame the independent party for the confusion, which is basically something that's coming out of the Secretary of State's office.
Why do you think this is coming up now, Lisa? I asked that exact question to Bill Bloss, and obviously from a legal point of view, he said, I can't give you an exact answer. He said, but do I find it's a little ironic that it's happening right after all the mess that happened in Bridgeport? And we do know that John Gomes essentially did end up running as an independent in the mayoral election for Bridgeport against Mayor Joe Ganim. So do you think that this is a retaliation? Do you believe there's any sort of, is this coinciding with what happened in Bridgeport?
I don't know the answer to that. I do get the sense when I testified with Senator Blumenthal, and he had stated that this came out of the Secretary of State's office. Now, who submitted this to the Secretary of State, who is fairly new in her position, Stephanie Thomas, who actually heralds from Norwalk? It's all very, curious is the best word I can come up with, because usually I think someone else said is that usually when someone's, has just come into the Secretary of State's office, you don't try to do radical things. And so this sort of what should be a clerical fix on a form to basically eliminate a party. And I'll be honest with you, when Ms. Thomas testified, she said, well, we're not eliminating the party. We just want them to change their name. And it's like,
But that's essentially eliminating it because you're now confusing any voter. I would think, I mean, and I used this example with Bill Bloss the other day, Lisa. I said, I've been on this show now for 5 years. My former co-host was let go in 2020 because of the pandemic. It has been over 4 years now. And we still will go to public events and people ask where he is. And it's not because they're saying, oh, we wish he wasn't gone. It's because they literally don't realize he's not on the show anymore. And I use that example because we as a society don't realize big changes like this. It takes us time to adjust to major things. And so when you don't see independent, if you see other or unaffiliate, whatever, people are not going to be, that is not going to be clear to the average voter. And I think especially now where there is such tension with I would think the unaffiliated voters out there with both the Republican and the Democratic Party and maybe wanting to go more of the independent route or unaffiliated route, this drums up a lot of confusion, especially during this presidential election year. I really don't see how it's not basically eliminating the party. I mean, rebranding it, it's basically the same thing.
Well, exactly. And I think, quite frankly, this came up in California in 2019, Governor Newsom vetoed it, said, I'm not going to target, this targets one group. You know, there was an independent party. There is an independent party. In fact, I think they have many parties in the state of California. But the reality of this thing is it has been unclear, and I understand the frustration because we actually kind of use it as a target to try and get people to register as independents when they're unaffiliated. We say, how would you like to be an unaffiliated with some privileges and actually have some space on the ballot to try to affect change? But the state has not done a good job of explaining unaffiliated and making clear that the third largest party is the independent party. And by simply having, you know, a line that says other, it's deliberately confusing. And so they're trying to blame the independent party for what is, you know, I think deliberate confusion on the part of the two major parties to you know, like I said, Bill Bloss said, they don't want a third party, whether it's at the federal level, the state level, or the local level. The Democratic Party and the Republican Party do not like having a third party there mixing things up and trying to call attention to issues that the regular person cares about.
Tough. Tough. I'm always like the complete minority in this. I'd love to get rid of parties altogether. I'd love to just see people who have platforms and not an RD. I'd love to just see people who say, hey, this is what I stand for. And I mean, if I lived in my own perfect world, there'd be no parties. So tough. I mean, that's ridiculous. And again, we have Lisa Brinton here, who is the Norwalk Town Chair of the Independent Party. She testified earlier this week specifically on Section 27 of House Bill 5498, which again was looking at elections, it was looking at voter rights, all of that. And there's a lot of great stuff in this bill, but this section is very troubling. It would essentially make the Independent Party rebrand. And I think that does cause a lot of voter confusion. So here's my question for you, Lisa. I was not there listening to the testimonies. What was the feeling you got after Monday wrapped up? Were there people who also saw concern with this section? Did anybody else speak on behalf of it? What was sort of the feeling you got?
The feeling that there were about four or five of us and a couple of candidates. Jack Hennessy testified. Tom Goldenberg, who was a candidate out of New Haven, testified. We had various members from our state central committee testify, and we sent in a lot of written testimony. The impression I got from Senator Blumenthal, who questioned, before he questioned me, he questioned the Secretary of State and said, if there was another remedy to the confusion between being an independent and an unaffiliated, was she open to that? To which she said, oh, absolutely. So I believe that Senator Blumenthal recognizes the unconstitutionality of this, is that this is a violation of freedom of speech and freedom of assembly for the independent party. And that, like I said, this is a clerical fix. The mail-in voter registration, I'm holding it in my hand right now at 6:30 in the morning, hasn't been revised since 2015.
Yeah,
and there's
so
lots of other
now?
Things on this form
so
that don't reflect, you know, things that need to be updated. And so, like I said, eliminating a party for what should be a clerical fix on a form is outrageous. And, you know, is it coincidental with what's been going on in Bridgeport? I don't think, you know, I don't think so. I think it is, you know, I think that this is, maybe someone slipped this. The story to dig into is, who gave this to the Secretary of State?
Yeah.
Was this created by the Secretary of State's office? Or was this slipped in by somebody in Bridgeport to, and they unwittingly sent it in, naively. But I don't think this is a naive mistake.
Well, and again,
it's too absurd.
That is something that we definitely are diving into. I've already thrown out a lot of inquiries to the Secretary of the State's office, especially ahead of the primary election in April. But I certainly also want to know about this section and where exactly it came from. So, Lisa Brinton, we are on it, and I so appreciate you being part of the conversation, testifying, of course, on Monday. And we will stay in touch with you for sure. Thank you so much.
I thank you for airing this issue, because people have got to know. The average voter needs to know what's going on.
I totally agree.
I really appreciate it.
Not a problem at all, and I appreciate you. Lisa Brinton, again, the Norwalk Town Chair of the Independent Party here on WACC.